Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayon si Sheena Rea Santos, consultant ng Government Employment Services upang magbigay ng mga kaalaman tungkol sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Magandang araw sa iyo, Sheena.
Magandang araw.
Ayan. Sheena, kadalasan sa mga international students natin ngayon ay nababahala na dahil marami sa mga Australian citizens ang nawala ng trabaho ngayong pandemya, magre-resulta ito sa mahigpit na kompetisyon pagdating sa employability sa pagitan ng mga citizens at temporary visa holders. So, himayin lang natin, Sheena, ano ba talaga ang hinahanap-hanap ng mga employers sa isang prospective employee?
Okay, so first of all, yung mga usual requirements nila is yung so basically yung mga qualifications or tickets required para doon sa specific na jobs. Pero sa totoo lang, employers have actually identified na because of the COVID nga pandemic, lahat ng mga tao ngayon are actually open for career change, which means that hindi lahat ng tao will have the correct skills para sa mga jobs na inoffer nila. So they are looking at more of the soft skills na meron ang mga tao. Kasi nga, number one, ang problema kasi dito, dahil nga well-privileged yung mga citizens or yung mga residents na nasanay sila ng maraming available na jobs around, yung soft skills nila medyo hindi ganun ka-okay kagaya natin mga Pilipino. Mm. So what are the soft skills that I'm talking about? Number one is yung work ethic. So it is basically doing the right thing at all times sa trabaho kahit walang nakatingin. Magaling tayo dyan kasi nga kasama sa ating mga Pilipino is very strong yung work ethic natin. Number two is adaptability. Mm-hmm. Kailangan yung adaptability natin sa iba-ibang sitwasyon. Medyo magaling tayo dyan eh. Yan yung tinatawag natin na madiskarte. So kung ano yung available resources within the available circumstance, magaling tayong mag-react dyan. So adaptability. Mm-hmm. So number three din is kailangan open din tayo sa feedback. And number four is yung kailangan magaling tayo makipag-work sa team. So we have to have this team player attitude. And lastly, sa mga soft skills na nire-require nowadays is yung growth mindset. So basically, kailangan open ka for learning and tuloy-tuloy na training. Kasi yan yung mga hinahanap nila ngayon apart from the usual requirements. Mm-hmm. So sa atin naman na mga Pilipino, makakakuha naman tayo ng edge dyan dahil number one, talagang lagi naman tayong open for learning and talaga namang adaptable tayo at all times. But one thing that sets us apart from dun sa mga ibang applicants is yung enthusiasm. Kasi tayong mga Pilipino, magaling nating ipakita sa kanila na gustong-gusto natin yung trabaho and enthusiastic tayo dun sa mga kung ano man yung ino-offer nilang trabaho.
Correct. Oo. In terms naman sa pag-improve ng chances nila, paano kaya nila ma-enhance o ma-boost yung employability skills so they can have that opportunity to get into the workforce?
Yes. Definitely, ang one advice ko with lalo na sa mga international students is continuously improve on your communication skills. Kasi yan yung number one eh. Kasi I also do recruitment. And one of the main things that we look at is kung paano ka makipag-usap. So doesn't necessarily mean naman na yung grammar mo, yung syntax mo is always correct. Mm-mm. It's actually how you talk and how you communicate. So number one dyan is confidence. So kailangan ma-build natin yung confidence natin sa pakikipag-usap. Not necessarily na, I mean, sa totoo lang yung English natin is actually not far behind from Australian residents and citizens. But the only thing that sort of parang na-fall behind tayo is because we're not confident sa pagsasalita natin. Okay, but communication skills is one. Mm-mm. Number two is to make sure that you network out. So, wag kayo lang sa bahay. So, you have to go out there. I'm not too sure with the situation in the Eastern States, but here in WA, pwede na kami maglumabas, may mga events. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you go out partying. So, network means if there's an opportunity for a volunteer job, go out there and volunteer. Because that's where you meet other people that may be able to guide you kung anong mga pathways ng career ang gusto mong puntahan. So make sure that you go out in the community, not necessarily just the Filipino community, but really the Australian community.
Yes.
Kasi dyan ka may mga makikilala na Australians na merong business, Australians that is connected to other organizations, and by networking, there's a higher chance that you may be able to find something for work. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to attend career events. Dahil nowadays, because of the unemployment rate, the government and other private organizations are doing a lot of initiatives with holding career expos, yung mga career events. Punta kayo, attend kayo, come in, you know, best dressed, tapos, you know, you network with other people that is in there. Kasi, who knows, you might meet someone that is, you know, readily available to give you a job. And number three for me, to have an edge in the market, is to definitely invest on your resume and cover letters. Mm. Not necessarily invest money, like hindi naman kailangan na bumayad ka para magpagawa, unless you decide to do that way. Pero invest time, because kagaya ng ano sinabi ko, communication skills is important. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the biggest issue with the Filipinos, especially international students, is yes, magaling ka, you've got all of this, you've done all of this, but it actually doesn't show on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So in recruitment, your first foot on the door is actually your resume.
Yep.
So kung sa resume, hindi mo na masabi kung anong meron ka at kung anong kaya mong gawin, how can you even land an interview? So resume is very essential. So kusa sa atin, hindi natin siya masyadong pinapansin, but resume is actually... yan yung number one tool mo for job searching, and you really need to make sure that everything that you can do reflects on the resume. Kasi there's no perfect template for a resume. Especially for international students, kasi iba rin yung kinakasanayan nating itsura ng resume.
Exactly.
So it really needs to fit in doon sa Australian way of making resumes. And dahil nga yung ating mga work experience maybe is done overseas, then you have to find a way to somehow communicate all your transferable skills instead of kung ano yung mga trabahong ginawa mo. So there's no perfect formula. That's why it is very essential to either do your research, or to some people na sa alam nila na that's not their strongest point, they just pay someone to do it. But it's totally up to the individual. But you know, doing the research and making sure that you formulate the best resume to reflect everything, all your skills, it's actually a good skill din naman kasi na matutunan for future.
Mm-mm. Puntahan naman natin, Sheena, yung mga in-demand jobs ngayon. Napapunta na tayo sa COVID normal. Ano-ano yung mga in-demand jobs na pwedeng pasukin nila?
Yeah. So, number one, and I guess marami rin naman kasi talagang nag-aaral ng health services, mga nurses, carers. So number one pa rin in the industry is health services industries. So yan yung mga nag-aalaga ng mga aged people, especially yung people with disabilities, especially with the emergence of the NDIS program. So ito yung National Disability Insurance Scheme. Maraming Australians are looking for support workers. Okay, so kumbaga yung mga nurses, I feel bad sometimes kasi minsan may mga namimit din ako international students that they're studying, say, nursing, kumbaga nursing and other medical courses, and then they end up doing other jobs. Well, there's nothing wrong, but then I think may problema lang kung paano nila pinipresent yung sarili nila when it comes to looking for work that is highly related dun sa inaaral nila. Because in theory, if you're studying nursing, you should be able to easily get a job in the health services industry, which is caring, disability support work, okay? But in reality, some of them, maybe because hindi nila alam kung paano ayusin yung applications nila, or they're not getting into the right contacts, minsan they just end up, you know, working as maybe a cleaner or working in the shops doing retail, which it is okay, and it's a good way of getting in, you know, getting your foot on the door to have something. But still, I feel a bit, you know, na it, something could have been done para ma-align yung tinatrabaho nila with regards to their qualifications. Kasi they can easily do that. Because most of the nurses na are studying nursing here in Australia are qualified nurses back home anyway.
Yes.
So they should be able to translate in their resume that they have done all these things and they are fully qualified to become carers in Australia anyway. So.
Okay. So number one, health industry.
Yeah, that is health and services industry. Mm. Number two is still food production. So food production, maybe lalo na yung mga farms ngayon. They just in WA alone, last month, farms are crying for people. They want people that will do the job of like harvesting and things like that. But as well as hospitality, although it died down for a couple of months due to COVID, it's now getting back. So yung mga hospitality students diyan, I'm sure they'll find that there's a lot of opportunities open at the moment. Transport, driving jobs. I think not all international students understand na pwede naman tayong magmaneho dito sa Australia.
Yes.
You can use your Filipino license, but even better if you actually go to your local Department of Transport and get it transferred to your state license. Eh, hindi naman siya masyado mahirap. All you need to do is sit the computer test and do the driving assessment, and then you can get say for example dito sa amin, you can get a WA license, then you can get a job in transport or logistics. Number four is customer service and call centers. I know that we are all known for being really good
yes.
customer service people and call center agents. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunities. But same thing, we just really need to put in paper. And also, obviously, it also entails continuous improvement then with our communication skills. Mm-hmm. And lastly, last industry that is getting bigger and bigger kahit na nagkaroon ng pandemic is IT.
Dami, madami pala. Ayan, so
madami siya actually.
Chances.
If people think that walang masyadong jobs ngayon, there's actually a lot of jobs. But, I mean, just example dito sa industry ko, there's a lot of vacancies around. Hindi na nga namin sila mapunuan dahil we don't have enough people and we don't have the right people to actually fill the jobs. It's an opportunity for international students.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.